Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. My name is Dave Jackson. I run a website called theschoolofpodcasting.com. And today we are listening to Regarding Trucking. Here's their description in Apple Podcasts. It says, Regarding Trucking is a one-on-one, in-depth interview podcast with the people who make the trucking industry, what it is today and where it will be tomorrow. We dig deep, asking them to share their knowledge, beliefs, and leadership skills so that we can also be inspired to do great things. It's a new podcast. They've got less than 20 episodes. Their website is regardingtrucking.com. And we'll listen to an episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, Breaker 19 goes a little something like this. You got your ears on?
Kevin Birch, President, Jet Express. You're listening to Regarding Trucking.
All right. I can smell the diesel from here. All right. Tell me what the show's about.
Hello again. You're listening to Regarding Trucking. This is the podcast where we talk with the people who make up the trucking industry.
Nice.
We let them tell their story. Who are they? What do they do? How do they see things from their perspective? And why is that? What's changing and what seems to stay the same? I'm your host, Robert Haig. Recently, I took a drive over to Dayton, Ohio, to the headquarters of Jet Express. I spent a few hours with a man who has an unmistakable passion for the trucking industry. Kevin Birch has done it all. As past chairman of ATA, he knows how to get things done on a national level. But equally important, Kevin continues his unwavering support for the local community.
All right.
We kicked around some rocks, walking around the yard, looking at equipment proudly on display. We spent some time in the maintenance shop. Smiles and handshakes all around. Kevin took every opportunity to introduce me to every hardworking man and woman, from operations, maintenance, and drivers to recruiting, retention, and safety. His contrasting gentle personality with a fire-burning passion and drive is infectious.
Trucking is expensive,
right.
And we're able to help a lot of organizations out with food relief or whatever might be the situation on it. But once again, it's so important that we tell our story, and that's why the I Heart Truck button that I've been wearing for 10 years, there isn't a day that somebody doesn't ask me, what does that mean? And that gives me the opportunity to tell the story.
We'll hear about a special moment with that button a bit later.
Cool. Nice tease.
This is Regarding Trucking, episode number 12. Thanks for downloading, listening, rating, and reviewing Regarding Trucking. My guests are leaders in the trucking industry, and we're looking for more people just like them. Spread the word on why you listen to Regarding Trucking. Find someone in your life who might enjoy this podcast and tell them why trucking is so important. Kevin and I found a quiet corner in his office and sat down for a chat.
Cool.
So, Kevin, tell me again the company you work for, and tell me what you do for a living for that company.
Well, currently I'm president of Jet Express Trucking in Dayton, Ohio, and believe it or not, this is my 45th year in trucking. I've only worked for a few companies, but I've been president of this company for about 27 years.
Okay, so tell me of your day-to-day operations. What is your day-to-day responsibilities? What do you oversee here at Jet Express?
Well, you know, presidents are somewhat like general managers a lot of times. I think that's the way I was brought up through my dad's recollection of what the duties are. You take care of the day-to-day issues with drivers. You know, drivers drive the company. I've said that for many years, and it probably affects most of the listeners out there with their companies as well. But the day-to-day activities, the P&L, watching things that are going on, the expenses, and eye contact with drivers are important. We're company and owner-operators, and they act a little bit differently, I guess, under certain situations. But they always like to see upper management people, and I try to make myself be my presence known at the terminal when I'm in town. And if I'm not in town, I try to shake a hand of a driver and tell them I appreciate the job they do.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to drivers a little bit later on. I know that's a passion of you, of yours. But for those that don't know, tell me about Jet Express. What do you do? Where do you operate? And what customers, what type of customers do you service?
Mark? Sure. Well, I'm born and raised in Flint, Michigan, so that's automotive. Worked in Detroit for a lot of years, and that carried down here to 1988 when I came down here to Jet Express. And we're a truckload carrier, 100% automotive, just-in-time, closed loop, no border crossing, no touch freight, no hazmat, and not high value. So I can tell you what our company is in about two or three sentences. So
nice.
We're a dedicated truckload carrier for the automotive industry, primarily General Motors.
Yeah, that's pretty good that you can put your finger exactly on what you do. Other companies, you sort of say, what do you do? And they say, well, we do a little bit of everything, you know. But it sounds like you've got a laser focus on what you've been doing in the past, and also what your niche is and what you're good at today.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been quoted as saying we're a boring company, but a boring company in a good way, because for years we've known where our drivers, what they're going to do. So our phones don't ring a lot because we've already got the business. It's set up. It's closed. We don't solicit in the yellow pages. We don't haul furniture or different things. We haul auto parts for one of the biggest companies in the world.
Yeah. Tell me about the auto industry. Is it strong these days? Is it? I'm sure it's seasonal, or you see your ups and downs. So, tell me about your adventure in the auto industry.
Well, I tell you what. As I mentioned, it's been 45 years. I've never done anything other than haul automotive parts. So yes, there's been some ups and downs. They go in cycles. But one thing that I came from an air freight background, so I was I knew what critical shipments were, and every year that went by, it seemed like the automotive industry was going right in that direction.
All right, and I actually let that go on a little longer than usual, just to see kind of how, you know, giving you another chance to do something wrong. And really, you did a great job. You didn't have to. But when you said, tell us a little bit about Jet Express, I thought, oh, here we go. This guy's going to go into a giant pitch. And he didn't, and that was cool because I was worried about that. I really like the way you start off the show. You explain what the show is about. You did a really interesting job of introducing your guest by triggering the theater of the mind. When you're talking about walking around outside, kicking some stones and blah, 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 and looking at the gear. I actually got a mental picture of you and this guy. He's wearing a white shirt, which is probably really stupid working in the trucking industry because you're going to get dirty. But I just pictured you two walking around talking. And so that was an interesting theater of the mind. You explained who he is, what he does, kind of why he's on the show. I like the fact that you asked him about Jet Express right up front. So that way he can plug all he wants, get it over with, and now you can get to the story. And he did a good job of doing that. So all in all, I kept listening because I was like, well, okay. And you did the other thing you did was, we're going to talk about drivers a little later. We're going to talk about this a little later. So you let people know what they're going to get without derailing the current conversation. So all in all, I thought this was a pretty decent show. And the only thing I would say is you are and this is bonus content. Normally, I don't dig into this kind of stuff. I just give you my first impression. You're exporting your file at 192 kilobits per second stereo, which is overkill. It's going to make your files much, well, not much larger, but larger, slower to download, and they take more room on people's phones. In my opinion, and that's, again, all this is, anything above 128 kilobits per second stereo is kind of overkill. 128, by most people, is considered FM / CD quality. And so when you make them larger than that, it's just, it takes it longer to download, it's more expensive to host, and it takes up more room on people's phones. So it's a little bit of overkill. But other than that, I thought everything was fine. The you can contact me. We can work on your website. That's obviously a work in progress that you haven't really started yet. But all in all, I thought the show was pretty good. And if I was in the trucking industry, and my dad was a long-distance truck driver for pretty much all of my life, so I was kind of interested in that. Feel free to go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Got three things you can click on. If you want to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, click on the big Fiverr button. If you want a full review of your entire show and your website and your audio quality, everything like that, click on the podcast review show button out there at Podcast Rodeo Show. And if you don't have a podcast, click on the button for the School of Podcasting and I can walk you through that whole process. So thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you that the next time you saddle up, well, enjoy the ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.